good. Underword. It is an ancient mariner, and he stoppeth one of three. By the long gray beard and glittering eye, now wherefore stopp'st thou me? The bridegroom's doors are open wide, and I am next of kin. The guests are met, the feast is set, mayst hear the merry din. He holds him with his skinny hand. There was a ship, quoth he. Hold off, unhand me, graybeard loon, eftoons, his hand dropped he. He holds him with his glittering eye. The wedding guest stood still, and listens like a 3 years child. The mariner hath his will. You're listening to The Underword on CICK 93.9 Smithers Community Radio, broadcasting from Cassia territory of the Gidimden clan, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation, here in Smithers, British Columbia. My name's Gavin Smith, and The Underword is a show that looks for the old poets showing up in new music. And today, we are covering part two of Samuel Taylor Coleridge, thanks to our sponsor, Bulkley Valley Farmers Market, where I was yesterday on Saturday. Today is a Sunday, unless you're listening to a repeat, in which case it's whatever day it is. And this is part two of Samuel Taylor Coleridge because today is focused entirely on his most famous poem, The Rime of the Ancient Mariner, which you were just listening to the first stanzas from. And this poem has a bit of a personal meaning to me. I guess I should say, for those who didn't hear the previous show, part one on Samuel Taylor Coleridge, I won't do a bio of him again. You can always find our old shows on CICK 93.9 if you search The Underword. We've got a back catalog if for some reason you're looking for time to kill. So he was an English poet alive between 1772 and 1834. The Rime of the Ancient Mariner was undoubtedly his most well-known poem. And I was quite taken by this poem when I first heard it in high school, so much so that, I remember it well. It was the winter of 2002, and I, at the time, had a girlfriend who was kind of a literary nerd like I was, and when I was in Oceanside, Oregon, visiting my grandmother, she had this pancake batter box, that I don't remember what it was called, but it had this picture on the front that was like a toddler, like a 4-year-old, I don't know, holding a plate, like a platter of pancakes with like a little chef's hat on. And I don't know why this struck me, but I redid the image. I sort of traced it out and turned it into this toddler holding a plate of question marks. And I did a poem that was a riff on The Rime of the Ancient Mariner called Rhyme of the Timeless Question Chef, that was all based around this image, and I sent it to my girlfriend at the time. Fortunately for you and for me, I did not have time to dig out the Rhyme of the Timeless Question Chef, so you don't have to hear it. I'm not going to be able to read the whole Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner on the show because it's quite long. It's a really fantastic poem. If you're interested in hearing it, there's a great reading of it by Ian McKellen. On YouTube, it clocks in at about 30 minutes, which gives you an idea of how long this poem is. But so I'll give you the Coles notes, so you know what happens. It's sort of a story in lyrical form. So I'll summarize it for you. Also, good if you happen to be in high school and need to cheat on a test that is related to this poem. Here you go. It starts off with a wedding guest, which is what you just heard, about to attend this wedding. He's stopped by this grisly old man, the Ancient Mariner, who begins to tell him his story, which is that the Ancient Mariner was on a vessel which was blown by storms to the South Pole, and an albatross begins following the ship, and the sailors interpret this albatross as a good omen, a bird of good omen, because it brings with it new wind that the sailors need to get out of the South Pole and return home. But after some days, for some reason, the Ancient Mariner shoots down the albatross with a crossbow, and the ship is then eventually stranded by windlessness, and as the sailors become more starving and thirsty and angry, they hang the albatross around the Ancient Mariner's neck as punishment for killing the bird of good omen and stranding them, in their mind. A bunch of things happen in this poem, but they do then encounter a ghost ship where two characters, Death and Life and Death, gamble for the sailors' lives, resulting in a curse from life and death, in which the sailors die but come back to life. They're zombies. They're basically zombies. They didn't call them zombies then, but that's effectively what they are. And this, all sorts of things happen with the zombies. After the mariner has a revelation that all creatures should be treated with reverence, he begins to pray and the albatross falls from his neck. He then eventually, after some other stuff happens, encounters a small pilot boat, which rescues him, or is about to rescue him, at which point the Ancient Mariner's cursed vessel immediately sinks like a stone into the ocean. He's rescued and brought to shore, after which he spends his days compelled by an urge to wander the land and tell his story. So we're going to get right into our first song. This is probably the most direct of the songs that are inspired by this this poem. It is Rime of the Ancient Mariner by Iron Maiden from their 1984 album, Power Slave. We're not going to play it all because it's 13 minutes and 34 seconds, but you're going to get the first 5 minutes of it. Here you go. Enjoy.
Wait for-
that was part of Rime of the Ancient Mariner by Iron Maiden. And I have to say, I know who Iron Maiden is, but I remember the t-shirts. You know, everyone's got the t-shirts with the like faces. You know what I'm talking about. I never really listened to them. I love that song. It's great. It's very long. That was 5 minutes of a epic 13 and a half minute song, which if you missed my summary of Rime of the Ancient Mariner by Samuel Taylor Coleridge just a moment ago, the song itself basically summarizes the poem. It's the entire tale set to music. It's really quite good. So we're going to jump now into another excerpt from the poem. But before we get there, I should say there are several well-known idioms and sayings that come from this poem, which have inspired songs, some of which you actually just heard in the Iron Maiden song there, one of which is "as idle as a painted ship upon a painted ocean." That's from Rime of the Ancient Mariner. The other is "water, water everywhere, not a drop to drink," which is sort of an adapted saying that is from this. Or if you ever listen to The Simpsons, "water, water everywhere, so let's all have a drink." And then perhaps the most famous is "the albatross about my neck," reference to a burden being carried, a guilt or a shame. And that's going to be really the focus of most of the songs for the rest of our show today. But before we get there, I will read you an excerpt from Rime of the Ancient Mariner, which includes all three of those idioms within it. So here we go. "At length did cross an albatross, through the fog it came. As if it had been a Christian soul, we hailed it in God's name. It ate the food it ne'er had eat, and round it flew. The ice did split with a thunder fit, and the helmsman steered us through. And a good south wind sprung up behind, the albatross did follow, and every day for food or play came to the mariner's hollow. In mist or cloud, on mast or shroud, it perched for vespers nine, while all the night through fog smoke white glimmered in the white moonshine. God save thee, ancient mariner, from the fiends that plague thee thus. Why look'st thou so? With my crossbow I shot the albatross. The sun now rose upon the right, and out of the sea came he, still hid in mist, and on the left went down into the sea. And the good south wind still blew behind, but no sweet bird did follow, nor any day for food or play came to the mariner's hollow. And I had done a hellish thing, and it would work 'em woe, for all averred I had killed the bird that made the breeze to blow. Ah, wretch, said they, the bird to slay that made the breeze to blow. Nor dim nor red like God's own head the glorious sun uprist. Then all averred I had killed the bird that brought the fog and mist. 'Twas right, said they, such birds to slay that bring the fog and mist. The fair breeze blew, the white foam flew, the furrow followed free. We were the first that ever burst into that silent sea. Down dropped the breeze, the sails dropped down, 'twas sad as sad could be, and we did speak only to break the silence of the sea. All in a hot and copper sky, the bloody sun at noon, right up above the mast did stand, no bigger than the moon. Day after day, we stuck, nor breath nor motion, as idle as a painted ship upon a painted ocean. Water, water everywhere, and all the boards did shrink. Water, water everywhere, nor any drop to drink. The very deep did rot, O Christ, that ever this should be. Yea, slimy things did crawl with legs upon the slimy sea. About, about, in reel and rout, the death fires danced at night. The water, like a witch's oils, burnt green and blue and white. And some in dreams assured were of the spirit that plagued us so. 9 fathom deep he had followed us from the land of mist and snow. And every tongue through utter drought was withered at the root. We could not speak, no more than if we had been choked with soot. Ah, well-a-day, what evil looks had I from old and young. Instead of the cross, the albatross about my neck was hung." There you go. And the reference to an albatross around the neck appears in so many songs, including Taylor Swift, Weezer, Big Wreck, Car Seat Headrest, on and on. I'm going to play a couple others now that I really like. One from the British band Foals and another from a Missouri-based band called Foxing. We're going to go to Albatross by Foals from their album in 2015, What Went Down. And I'll give you the lyrics to both songs before we get there. From Foal's Albatross, the lyric is, "You got an albatross around your neck. You got 100 broken light bulbs above your head." And then later, "You got an albatross around your neck. You got a pile of broken wishbones under your bed." So listen for that. And then after that, we're going to play the song Bloodhound by the band Foxing from their album The Albatross, released in 2014. And the line in this song is, "When the tide rolled in, there was nothing left but an albatross hanging from my neck. And just as you could not contain the sea, you could not contain me." So we'll start with Foals and their song The Albatross from their 2015 release, What Went Down.
Sunrise.
That was Foals with Albatross from their 2015 album What Went Down, which I had on repeat when it came out a decade ago. And up next we have Foxing with Bloodhound. Enjoy. Orphan's curse would drag to hell a spirit from on high, but oh, more horrible than that is a curse in the dead man's eye. 7 days, 7 nights, I saw that curse, and yet I could not die. The moving moon went up the sky and nowhere did abide. Softly she was going up, and a star or two beside. Her beams bemocked the sultry main like April hoarfrost spread. But where the ship's huge shadow lay, the charmed water burnt away, and still an awful red. Beyond the shadow of the ship, I watched the water snakes. They moved in tracks of shining white, and when they reared, the elfish light fell off in hoary flakes. Within the shadow of the ship, I watched their rich attire, blue, glossy green, and velvet black. They coiled and swam, and every track was a flash of golden fire. O happy living things, no tongue their beauty might declare. A spring of love gushed from my heart, and I blessed them unaware. Sure my kind saint took pity on me, and I blessed them unaware. The selfsame moment I could pray, and from my neck so free, the albatross fell off and sank like lead into the sea. That was an excerpt. The final one we'll have time to read today from The Rime of the Ancient Mariner. And before that, you were listening to Foxing with Bloodhound. We're going to turn now to a couple very well-known artists to close things off from the 60s and 70s, their releases that we're going to be doing. The first is Fleetwood Mac with their instrumental song Albatross from the 1969 compilation album The Pious Bird of Good Omen, also a reference to the poem. Why don't we just jump right into it? This is a nice one. Here we go. This is Albatross by Fleetwood Mac. Thank you. That was Fleetwood Mac with Albatross. Quite a lovely song. We're going to close off with a band that you might have heard of called Pink Floyd. And their song from their release Metal, which I M-E-D-D-L-E, which I believe was 1971, if I'm remembering correctly. And I do not know what it is about Samuel Taylor Coleridge inspiring very, very long songs. But this one is clocking in at 23 minutes and 30 seconds. So we are not going to play the whole song, as you might imagine. We're just going to go out on an excerpt from it. But I thought before we go, I'd read you a little excerpt from the lyrics, which are quite beautiful in their own right. And so you can hear the part where they reference Samuel Taylor Coleridge, and then we'll just play out on that. So the lyrics are excerpted from Echoes by Pink Floyd. Are overhead the albatross hangs motionless upon the air, and deep beneath the rolling waves in labyrinths of coral caves, the echo of a distant time comes willowing across the sand, and everything is green and submarine. And no one showed us to the land, and no one knows the wheres or whys, but something stirs and something tries and starts to climb towards the light. And then later on in the lyrics, cloudless every day you fall upon my waking eyes, inviting and inciting me to rise, and through the window in the wall come streaming in on sunlight wings a million bright ambassadors of morning. Really love that line, million bright ambassadors of morning. So it's been a pleasure. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day or evening if you're listening to a repeat. This has been The Underword with Gavin Smith, and this is an excerpt from Echoes by Pink Floyd. Thank you.